All of the views and opinions expressed here are those of the individual speaking and may not be representative of Coding American. At times, language may be considered vulgar. Listener discretion is suggested.
What is good?
What up? So, Scott, it's 3 o'clock, I think, right? Is it 3 o'clock?
It's around 3 o'clock. Anyhow, welcome back to another episode of the Wheel Wednesday Behind the Wheel podcast. I'm Scott, Luis. Listen, today is an exciting day.
It is.
Because we're doing a few things here. First thing is, let me give you the agenda. I'm giving you the rundown of the podcast.
Yep.
Today we will be talking about brand new wheels.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. About time.
We've been talking about them for a while. We're going to be talking about brand new wheels. When they're available, what kind of things. We're going to be showing you a lot of B-roll and a lot of different images that we've taken of the wheels to show you all the different assets of what they look like. If you were at Hyperfest this past weekend, you saw these wheels in person.
And you got to hang out with me.
Which is not what we're here to talk about. But no, but we're gonna run some things. We're also going to talk about specs. We will answer your questions. If you have questions, you can begin to put them in. Just be gentle, because remember, we got to go through all this stuff while we talk to you. So we're going to go through that. We're also going to be talking and We're also going to be doing the giveaway that we did at Hyperfest.
Yes, we're doing the giveaway that we did at the booth right now. Hyperfest also did their own giveaway, which they're going to be announcing at the end of this week or sometime this week. I'll keep you posted because we're going to put it up on our social media as well, so you guys know who won that. But we're going to be announcing the one that was entered at the booth, where there was a QR code. You had to put all your info and all that jazz. And we're going to be doing a random selection today. But first is first. What are we going to do first, Scott?
Well, so, and just to clarify, if you were at Hyperfest, there was a giveaway that happened in the booth.
And you hung out with me.
There was a QR code. You scan the QR code.
Why did I sound like Mario just now? It's me, Luis. Right.
So there was a QR code, and if you scanned it, you could essentially sign up, and those people were eligible for a giveaway. Yeah. So we're going to do that in just a little bit. Let's get into the new wheels first.
Oh, you're ready. Okay.
Yeah, we're going right
so
in.
So which one are we
going
to go first? Can we start? I think we should start with the mainline wheel first.
Okay.
Correct?
I don't know. Correct. I mean, whatever. What are we going to do?
All right.
So listen, we have one of our mainline wheels is going to be available for a lot of popular passenger vehicles. It's going to be available in 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
And the wheel is a split five-spoke design. The wheel is called the Diverge. All this information is on our website, so if you want to head over there at any point and look at different specs that we offer, the full list of specifications is available with, you know, all the offset sizing, etc., that we're going to offer. So that stuff's available, koenigwheels.com. Click on the wheels tab. They're there. So the mainline wheel is called the Koenig Diverge. Diverge is a split five-spoke wheel. And
look at that.
Yeah, I mean, look, nice. It's got so many passenger vehicle applications. And when we developed this wheel,
yep.
One of the things that we really tried to keep in mind is that cars are getting heavier and heavier.
Yeah.
Look, you have a lot of cars now that are EVs, going to be EVs, ooh, they're hybrids, they're different things. And because of that, they come with some extra heft to them. Not the heft that you see maybe right in front of you, right? I'm a little heftier than the next guy, but this combination that we have going on here, especially in the larger sizes, it's going to step up in load rating. And you know what I mean by that is, if you look at the Diverge as far as load rating in the smaller sizes, let's say 16 and I believe 17 inch, you're looking at wheels that are roughly 690 kg, 1,521 pounds. It's really good for a passenger vehicle, covers and exceeds most passenger vehicles. As you start to ascend into the bigger sizes, right, as you start to get into that, you know, 18 and 19 inch sizing, the load rating jumps up dramatically. It jumps up to 1650. So you're going to be able to work with a lot of those vehicles that are going to be EVs, that are going to have some of that heft to them. And the best part about this wheel to me is that we were able to really make the wheel fairly light for a traditional cast wheel and be able to not look heavy on the vehicle. And that's usually the combination that you struggle with when you're developing a wheel that has some of that extra load to it. So good looking wheel, Koenig Diverge.
And I think you did, you know, it was designed with class. I mean, obviously in mind, just like Scott said. I mean, look at the thing. I mean,
I thought you were going to say just like Scott.
Well, just you are class. You are a class. You know, that's why, just like Scott, you know. But, and then not only that, we have a new center cap as well,
that's a new center cap.
No, that one is not.
Oh, I apologize.
It is a very nice center cap, and it works well.
But yes, I am a big fan of this. And not only that, you know, one of the reasons why we're doing this as well is because suggestions are always, accepted?
I don't know. I mean, I don't.
We would always take, you know, so if you like this finish or if you want to see this in a different finish, we always want to just know what you guys think. So let us know what you think of the wheel, if it would look good in a different finish. But we like the gloss black because, you know, it goes with everything. I mean, I could already see it on a Model 3.
So look, if you like the wheel, make sure you hit the like button. If you don't like the wheel, make sure you hit the like button.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
I don't think YouTube gives you another choice anyways anymore. It's there.
Just hit the like button. And the subscribe button. Welcome. Nice to see you here. I would imagine we have more than a few. Do we have more than the average number or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So because of that, I would encourage you to please hit that subscribe button. It's there for a reason. Primarily for you to click on. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, we put up a piece of content every Friday, and I would encourage you that if this is your first time to our YouTube channel, make sure you check out our channel. And I don't say that just because we try to make content that not only is educational and fun, but we have been putting a lot of time into this for the past few years, and it means a lot to us if you would get subscribed. It's also the place where we're going to be doing more giveaways, and we plan to announce them here first. So if you're subscribed to our YouTube channel and you click that notification bell, you'll find out when we're putting up information, especially more information about new wheels, et cetera, whatever. All right. Yes. I did the spiel. We're moving on.
So what do you want to go to next?
Let's do the Neoform.
Let's do it.
Yeah. All right. So the Neoform. Look, I think one of the hardest things that to develop, and this is somebody like, all right, so I've been developing a lot of the wheels since 2015, and I would say that when you start talking about wheel design, doing some of the simplest things is some of the most difficult, right? Yeah. Things like a classic five-spoke wheel, because they've been done so many times. They've been done to death. So you don't want to copy a wheel. You also want to produce something that you know kind of what it looks like proportionally. Is it correct? Does it look right? You don't want to make something super heavy. You have five, you know, kind of posts to take all that weight. And in addition to that, you're looking to kind of modernize it, but also keep it timeless, right?
Yeah.
So the Koenig Neoform is our take on it. Now, it's a five-spoke design. It is available in matte gray.
Look at that.
That's an A profile that you're probably looking at right now. We do have an A profile and a B profile.
That's
sizing
right.
Is there.
Yes,
we,
sir.
Let's get the sizing up so I don't mess it up because these are only wheels. 17, 17.8, 18.8 and a half. 19.5, 19.9, 19.10.5. So have some options here. That's an A profile again that you're looking at. And you can see even the A profile has a great amount of concavity and kind of a dish down into, I mean, that's a perfect angle. If Max, if you freeze right there, well you know, I probably hit it too late. But anyhow, bottom line is, when it comes down into from the barrel part of the wheel down into the center of the PCD, you can see that there is a lot of concavity even on the A profile, and we're able to do that by ramping up the sides of the spokes.
I like that. That's kind of something new that we have never, I haven't seen done in the time that I've been here. So I'm a big fan of this. Now, Scott, question, you know, those little rivets there, what
rivets?
Now, like, what you know, these little, like, if you look at it, like right on the spoke, there's like a little bit of a curve into it.
Radius?
You see that? Yeah. Is that just something that you did aesthetically, or is that for like...
You're talking about into
you
the
see
barrel
right there?
Area?
Yep.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do here is it's all about in the design how we're spreading out some of the weight. Like I said, you have five posts, right? Mm-hmm. On a five-spoke wheel, and that's where you're distributing all the weight that's coming through that wheel. It's going to transfer.
Nice.
Right? And so there's a lot of little designing nuances that you'll see... you know, some things like, you know, that I-beam type of design where we're taking out some of the detail. I mean, where we're kind of removing some of the material.
Ooh, look at
that. See
that
step down.
That's nice.
And again, this is the A profile. I don't know if Max can cue up the B profile. but
I think that's the B profile.
It's just,
right,
I think it's just the angle that it's shot at. Yeah. It looks a little, but the B profile is extremely,
and it gives you a lot of room, a lot of caliper clearance too.
It still has a lot of caliper clearance. Look, it's also much wider.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
When you're getting into that 19-inch size, that 19, you know, 10 and a half size, if you're putting it on maybe a staggered vehicle, like maybe a Z or a G, you know, if you're going the kind of the realm of getting that wide wheel on some of these vehicles,
look at that.
That's
look at
it,
that.
That is it. That is it right there.
Nice.
That B profile that you're looking at right there.
Right there.
Is
that's it.
Serious.
Yeah, that's serious.
And
wow, that looks completely
so you're going to look at a wheel that with the A profile to the B profile, it is a dramatic appearance difference. When you put this an A profile in the front of a car and a B profile in the rear, you're really going to have something that stands out as like. Like, there's no questions of staggered. This thing has crazy movement.
Yeah, yep. I love it, you know. Yeah.
So the A profile, obviously, is where a lot of the majority of the fitments are going to come in. And again, we were able to make this wheel as concave as possible because, again, that's the B profile. That thing is, I mean, it's dramatic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, agreed.
Like,
look at that.
But, so the A profile, we're able to make the
A profile
even have some concavity because of the fact that we're raising up those edges of the spokes.
Yeah.
Right? We're putting a lot of the structure and stuff through there so that we can dip down the center of the spoke but still have kind of the stance we need to kind of keep that wheel strong, right? This is a flow form wheel.
Yes, it's a flow form wheel. Now, is this the only finish is coming in? If it is, what's the name of the finish?
Yeah, so this is a matte gray finish. This is very similar to what you would see on our Hypergram.
That's right.
This is also very similar to what you see on our Renform.
Yep.
The reason that we went... So, and I want to explain myself, because we have had this question at Hyperfest. I heard it a few times.
Yep.
Why do we do it in matte gray? Why is there only one finish?
Yeah.
All right, so let's get into it. Number one, does it mean that it will only always be available matte gray? No, not at all. We could potentially bring this wheel in other finishes, but getting out of the gate is sometimes the toughest thing, and we're going to go with this one finish. We have samples here that are in matte black, gloss bronze, matte bronze. We had a lighter color, some sort of lighter, like silvery thing with gloss. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. When you look at wheels in person, sometimes the finishes that you think in your head are going to look the best don't. And this was one of those wheels that happened. When we made it in that, when we did the sample in matte black, when we did some of these samples in some of these other colors, like the gloss bronze looked pretty good, but like it wasn't like earth-shattering good.
Yeah.
The black looked really blah because all the detail that this wheel has to offer where the spoke starts to cut in against, you know, in the middle of the spoke and where some of those turn-in happens and like that radius that you talk about as it goes into the barrel area.
Yep.
All those details get lost when you shoot that wheel in matte black. And
agreed.
So when you look at it in person, we're making a lot of these calls for that. Now, matte gray is one of those colors that allows you to not be black, so not super dark, but not be light to the point where, you know, if somebody, you know, wanted to put a darker wheel on the car, they couldn't use this. It's kind of like right in the middle.
Yeah, agreed.
So yeah, that's how we got that, right?
And I think it's one of those things that, like, at the end of the day, we're always open to suggestions when it comes to finishes. So if, in fact, we get enough opinions where... You know, you want to see it in a different finish. Maybe it's something that we can work with.
Yeah.
And And not only that, I wanted to say this is actually a new cap. I do know for a fact that's a new cap. That's a pushing cap.
Yeah.
Very different to the last cap that we have for the Flowform.
So,
and not only that, it's really cool that it has an engraving that says Flowform right on the cap.
Yeah.
And honestly, I think it makes it a lot different than all the other Flowform wheels that we've had in the past.
Yeah. So let's get into the cap thing.
Yeah.
Because I feel like... All right, so for some people, this is going to be redemption.
Yep.
And for other people, they're going to be like, why? All right, new cap. One, I know the cap looks plastic. It's not. It is a metal cap.
There it is.
There will be two versions of this cap. The standard cap will come as you see it in the photos and on the video. It's a matte black metal cap with a very, very hard, rigid formed center logo. Where yes, Flowform is cut into the logo into the center cap face
engraved,
right below
the
Koenig logo.
Yep,
you can kind of see it there. It is a metal cap. It is just as quality as you would imagine. You know, we have done in almost every other flow form wheel, with the exception of maybe the dial in, we have done a metal screw on cap.
This
now,
is different. Yep.
This is different. And I'll explain why real quick. But the reason we have made this quality cap, we've made it pop in. Anytime you run into having to use a wheel on the track, most race series will say you have to remove the caps from your wheel. But if you're not going to remove the cap from the wheel, you run that risk of the cap falling off.
Yep,
now,
yep.
We had taken that into account when we built the when we did the Flowform metal cap, and that's why it was screwed on.
Yep.
We've had people complain about the screws, this, that, the other thing. They go to their place, you know, to have their wheels installed. They tighten down the thing too much. They crack the screw off. People are like, oh, I don't know about the screw.
Yep.
Now, here's the thing. We've given you a metal popping cap. The cap has a retaining ring in the back. It has a retaining ring in the back. It's going to keep the tabs, you know, pushed out so that it doesn't collapse on itself and then fall out, right? So it's a metal cap on the front. This is a quality. It's a really nice cap.
Well, it's and you listen to everybody as well. Like a lot of people in motorsports, a lot of the classes sometimes don't allow you to have caps or what may be. This is one of those options that it gives you where you could take it off easily. And then if you want to take pictures later on with it, with the cap on, you put it right, pop it back in. And it's good quality. You can't beat that, man. You're listening to the people.
But here's the thing. But at the end of the day, the one thing people are going to have to remember, especially if they're motorsport inspired, is that if you're going to hit the track, the option, essentially, if you didn't have a class that outlawed caps before, the option was always there to use our cap as is because it's screwed on. It wasn't coming off.
Of course.
This, you have to take out before you hit the track. If you have high braking temperatures, you're going to have that cap make an exit on one of your laps. It's going to happen. So, you know, be careful about that. But this is a metal cap. It's a quality piece. It's something that you'll feel very comfortable with putting on your wheel, and it is an extremely quality piece. So so that is the new cap, and and so the Neoform, that's our guy right there.
Love it. I love it. I'm a fan.
And if you're in the chat right now, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about the Neoform, you know, good, bad, and different.
And another thing that we were discussing, and this is something that we were, obviously this is totally off topic, but as an accessory, this is one of those wheels where
spoke decal.
We're thinking about doing a spoke decal. If you want to see a spoke decal for something like this, let us know in the comments, because we're working on it. We're trying to figure it out. And I think this would be perfect with a spoke decal on it, man.
Yeah, and we've been talking about that. We've even been talking about
that. Even the right amount of like space and everything. Yep. I think it's perfect for the spoke decal.
Yeah, and we've even been talking about that for the Hexaform for a few years. And then next year, Nick Novak and Coral Works, they pulled one together themselves, and kind of we went back and forth with different things. So I think the Hexaform will probably do that. And any of those accessories will probably be available on our website, KonigWheels.com, at some point. So I think it's stored at KonigWheels.com.
Look at that. Ooh, for that. That looks good.
It's a massive amount of concavity. You know what I mean? It's massive.
Yeah.
Man. So, I mean, it's a good looking wheel, but let us know what you think. Super interested to hear your thoughts.
And just like Scott said, if you're looking for specs and all that, it's actually available on the website right now. So if you're looking to figure out what fits what in your car and you have this, that, you know, it's all available on the website right now, live. You can figure it out. And if you have any questions on it, make sure to DM us as well, and we'll answer any questions that we can for you.
Yeah.
When it comes to the Neoform.
We're going to move on to Heliogram. We're going to talk about that wheel real quick. And then I'm going to tell you about when these wheels roughly will be available to you for purchase.
Yep.
And then we're going to get into the wheel giveaway. I know a lot of people are here for that, and we'll get to it. I promise you. And we're going to try to move through. We weren't planning on trying to, you know, keep you here all day.
So
all
the next wheel Heliogram in our Flowform line, new for 2022, is the Koenig Heliogram.
Yep. Now, all these wheels, we will put up more in-depth videos like we've traditionally done for other wheels that we've introduced before. So there will be more information. We'll go through this whole thing again. But we're trying to give you guys the first look with at least some in-depth information that gives you the ability to kind of know what it looks like and stuff like that. All right, so Koenig Heliogram.
Let's do it.
Split-five spoke design. Oof, obviously tuner-inspired. We've done a lot of things here to reduce a lot of the weight that's found on both the A and the B profiles. I will tell you that this wheel, in the B profile is extremely different than we've ever done before. One,
agreed.
It's extremely concave.
Yep.
Two, the sizing.
Yep.
So we have listened to multiple of all our diehard track people that are out there.
Oh, you're going to drop it. You're about to drop it.
Yeah, I'm going to let it go. So one of the requests that we've gotten, over the years, we've done 18, 10 and a half. We've done the 18 by 11s, and everybody's been pretty on board. And now we're hearing a request that's come quite a bit. Can you make an 18 by 12? We've heard this for a couple years.
Oh, snap.
We've worked on it. Look at the concavity on that thing.
Yeah. I think that's the one, too. I think that's... Ooh!
You know what I mean?
That's it right there.
So, all right. So, let's talk about this wheel. It is an 18 by 12.
Damn.
So in that's this profile, one. In the same profile, you're going to be able to get an 18, 10 and a half and an 18 by 12. We do have the ability to do it in an 18 by 11 as well.
Yep.
So, that may pop its head out at some point. But the heliogram is fairly lightweight. Let's talk about some of those projected weights that we have here now.
So, and this is going to be available in 15 inch, 16 inch, 17 inch, 18 inch. What other sizes? Do we go up?
Yeah. So let's do the run out because there's another thing about this wheel. This wheel is motorsport inspired. And what 100%. I mean by that, when I say that, a lot of the radiuses that we've done, the weight savings that we've put into this wheel, the things that we've incorporated into this wheel, slightly higher load rating.
Yep.
So that will be there, especially once you start to get into, some of the 17 inch sizes, jumps up to 1543. So what you're looking at is a wheel that is 700 kg roughly loaded.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to this, this wheel has knurled bead seats.
Okay.
All right.
What does that mean, Scott?
Yeah, so let's get into that. So a knurled bead seat is essentially something that has been done before. We're not revolutionizing the wheel in this respect, but what we're doing here is we're trying to make sure that when you're going to be using this wheel on the track, I don't know what that was, but that was not... Oh, there we go.
There it is.
So that knurling, maybe we can just pause it right at that point, right there. Anyhow. Well, so with that said, the knurling is going to be on the front and the back bead of the wheel. And what this is designed to do is to prevent and help prevent tire slipping, especially in high torque applications where you're really going to be exiting out of a turn or using this in a way where the tire can tend to rotate because of the amount of torque that you're putting through the wheels and the amount of grip that you're getting, right? So what we're trying to do here is help the guys that have requested this 18 by 12, this bigger wheel, the 18 by 10 and a half, so that they're going to be out there on track with, get a really light wheel, a really affordable wheel, and be able to have something that has those knurled bead seats so that they're going to prevent some of the tire slipping. We're really catering this around to the track person. But in addition to this, again, this is affordable for anything else, any of the 18 by 12s that's on the market. It has an A and a B profile. It is going to come in two finishes.
Yep.
The matte bronze that you can see. There's also going to be the titanium metallic.
There you go. Yep. There it is.
Ooh. Now, I will tell you this.
I actually like the titanium metallic. I know a lot of people are going to say they like the bronze, but that titanium metallic is...
Now, and so that's what I was just about to say. The titanium metallic in person.
Yeah, I agree.
Gorgeous.
I agree. I agree with that.
I don't say that lightly.
Yep.
The color is gorgeous.
Agreed.
It is a gloss color. It is lighter than some of the dark graphites that we offer.
Yep.
It's slightly darker than anything silver that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This wheel is a perfect combination. I know you look at some of the shots that we're showing you, especially with the white background, and it starts to look silver. But I promise you, like when you look at this thing, especially on your car, it's darker than that. It is a gorgeous, really good looking finish.
Agreed.
Probably one of my more favorite finishes.
I think so.
Than we've done in a while.
I agree
with that. So I really like that finish, but that's me personally.
Yeah.
It comes with a new cap.
Yep.
It comes with that metal
that's
cap.
Right. Same cap.
Whatever.
Yep.
Same cap we just spoke about, but it's a metal cap. Now we will have available option of another cap.
Oh, that's right.
As well.
I forgot.
It's going to be, again, same metal cap, but It will have a silver, machined finish on the outside where that plaque is.
Yep.
So that if you want to put something shiny into your wheel, you want something that looks real metal. It is real metal. But if you want something that's, actual metal
that looks finish, like a metal. Yep.
Yeah, that's available to you. Let's run through some of the sizes that's going to be available. The sizing is available with the knurled bead seats. Every single wheel that the Heliogram, every single size and fitment.
Mind you, I'm looking at the sizes and we're looking at weights approximately just as low as 11 pounds. I mean, when you're talking about, you're looking for a lightweight wheel with durability and all that. Yeah. I mean,
so I'm going to get, what on. I'll do is, because I know this wheel is like, some of the more talked about stuff, what I'm going to do is I'm going to run through here. I'm going to read the sizing. And I'm going to give you a rough weight projection based on it, right? Nice. So, all right, let's kick it off. 15-inch. So 15 by 7. This wheel is going to come in at around 11.6 pounds. 15 by That's 8. That's crazy. Again, is going to come in about 12.3 pounds. 15 by 9. This wheel comes in around 13 pounds. So could be a few ounces under. Could be an ounce over. Somewhere around there. 16 by 8. 4.5. You're looking at around 15.3 pounds. So that, again, that was 16 by 8. 17.5. We're not making a 17.8. We're going to do a 17.5. And in that wheel, you'll be looking at 17.5 pounds. So a 17.5, 17.5 pounds. That's pretty damn good. Again, flow-formed wheel, so you get all the strength and the lightweight properties that you're used to getting from us with that stuff. 17 by 9, 18 pounds. When we start to get into, again, there's offset variances here. That stuff's on the website. Like, you'll see, if you get into something that's a 17.9 with a really low offset, that might be like 18.5 pounds. But in some of the higher offsets, you might see that it's like 18.07 pounds, like really light.
By the way, guys, guess what I think all three wheels have sizes for? My Fiesta. That's right. Just have to throw that out there. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see. I told you I was going to put some wheels on them, so they're coming soon.
Yeah, so label that under the facts that nobody cares about. So, right. All right. So,
hater. What a hater.
Not a hate. Well, why is that hating?
I'm just saying.
I feel like I'm stating an honest fact, and you call me a hater. That's crazy. All right. 18.9 and a half. You're looking at about 19.6 pounds. 18 by 10. That's going to be announced, and I'll tell you why in a minute. 18.10 and a half, you're looking at about 20.4 pounds. And then the 18 by 11. No, that's special order. 18 by 12, 22.9 pounds.
Nice.
18 by 12, 22.9 pounds. So, these wheels have a little bit higher load capacity. They're going to have the knurled bead seats. They're going to have, they're flow formed. Got plenty of sizing options. Yeah. Really good brake caliper clearance, A and B profiles. Listen, I hope that you guys are kind of into what we got going here.
And don't forget, if you're just walking in and you're listening to what we're saying, again, I'm going to emphasize all this information is on our website that you can see yourself. All the weights, all the sizing, all that good stuff that you want to know about.
Yeah.
It's all on our website under Heliogram and Neoform and the Diverge is all on our website right now. And you can actually see that on your own right now.
Yeah. You know, what I love about the Heliogram is that if you look at the PCD of the wheel, we've done some deep cuts in there to take away some of the weight. We've also done the drill holes to be able to try to take away some of the weight. Like any little bit that we were able to shave off by key and then increase the load rating even still was important to us. And additionally, like I said, we have these knurled bead seats that are going to be available on every wheel. So I really think for the track, this is going to be an incredible value, and it really is going to be a interesting wheel, and I'm excited to see them. We have a couple race cars that are going to be adorning these things soon.
I'm hype about
it
too.
So I'm pumped. Let's get into the piece that most people are going to ask when in reference to the wheels, and then we will get onto the wheel giveaway. I apologize for anybody that came here just for the wheel giveaway, but we may just set through the new wheel things. I mean, listen, can you blame us?
Like, yeah.
I mean, come on, just a little. We don't ask for that much. We usually try to give as much as we can. All right. These wheels, you're probably looking at about another 45, 60 days on a lot of these part numbers, but then they will be here.
Yep.
And again, if you're just tuning in and you're not sure when this aired, check the date of the published date.
It's a guarantee you someone's going to be like, you know, definitely be like, hey, where's the wheels?
Right. So yeah. Anyhow, bottom line is I believe you'll see these wheels. I'm hoping in just about, you know, anywhere from we'll start seeing some of them between, you know, 45 days feels around the way. Obviously, there's plenty of crazy things that are happening out there in the world that could cause some of those things to push back a little bit. It's why we're as pushed back as we are right now. Mm-hmm. But they're well into production. Like, yep. We're not, this is not a question mark anymore.
Yeah, this is happening. Yeah.
So,
hey, Jinx.
Okay. So that is, those are the new wheels.
So before we move on to the there questions? Was a couple questions that I think are great questions, okay, that I wanted to kind of answer on, yeah, here. Yeah,
let's do it.
So the first question that I wanted to kind of get answered on here, so that they, yep, give me a second while I scroll through. All right, well, might as well start with this. Are all the new wheels flow formed?
The Diverge is out of our mainstream line, so it is not flow formed. The Heliogram and the Neoform are flow formed wheels. So yeah, I mean, all the flow forming stuff that you're used to getting from us, whether it be the increased shock resistance, greater tensile strength, you know, all the elongation properties that come along with the flow forming, that's all there. Obviously, the weight and the lightweight and the strength too. So, you know, good package.
Okay. Yeah, because it was a good one. Hold on. Oh, will new caps work for the older flow form wheels?
No.
Like the Hypergram?
Yeah, it's a good question. Yeah, the answer to that is no. And that is because those caps were made with a perch to be able to screw on. So, you know, this is a completely different type of adaption that this cap takes. Now, I will tell you one thing that we did do. If you look at the base of the cap, right where it meets the wheel, you'll see that it's got a little bit more decorative type of cuts there. Yes, yep, we're able to take away a little bit of weight by machining that groove in there. But the other thing about it is we understood that there's going to be times, especially with some of the race cars, that those caps are going to be out of the wheels, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And we've talked about this, why we used the screw-on cap on some of the flow-form wheels. We had some people complain about them. I don't think it was the motorsport people, but regardless, now they were going to a pop-in style cap. The ability to run those caps on the track, especially with some of the heat, that's not great and it's not suggested. So what we'll say is we made that recess there to give it a little bit more decorative sense when the cap is absent from the wheel. So that's the deal. That's what it's there. Did you have any more questions? Because I feel like you had questions, but then...
No. There were, it's just a lot of them we answered already and stuff.
Oh,
like
good.
That. So, yeah.
Good. Yeah, and so I hope that we answered all your questions as regards to the wheels. This is our first glance at, I mean, this is our first look to give to you on the new wheels. Again, information's up on the website.
Yep, that's
we'll
right.
We'll be putting up more and more media. Stay tuned to social media.
That's right.
We'll even probably do some fun giveaways and announcements and stuff like that when these wheels come into stock. Please get subscribed. Click the subscribe button to our YouTube channel. One, we put up content every Friday and it's pretty entertaining sometimes, most of the time. Two, we do the podcast every week. We sometimes have guests on. We do a lot of different things. It's not a Koenig promotion. We don't do that usually.
And
this is the exception.
And as you guys know, if you're subscribed, we're always doing wheel giveaways. By the time, hopefully in the summer, we're doing another one. And what? Guess what? You might be able to win a set of these.
Yep.
Don't forget to subscribe. Tell your friends about it. Tell them to subscribe. Tell them to come hang out with us. And if you're going to be at Formula Drift New Jersey, you can actually see these bad boys live right there, right in front of your face, if you want to see what it looks like and all that jazz.
Yep. So, yeah, we'll be at FD New Jersey just a couple weeks. So, all right, let's talk about the Hyperfest giveaway. Now,
that's right.
There's two.
Two.
There's one that's going through Hyperfest directly.
Yeah.
The Hyperfest one that is Hyperfest is giving away, you have to stay tuned to Hyperfest Instagram page.
Yes. So if you were on Hyperfest and you filled out their application on their website, on their Instagram, that is a totally different giveaway than the one we're doing today or announcing today, which today's was you had to be at Hyperfest and at the booth. We had a QR code where you filled out some information and then you enter yourself to win a set of wheels. And basically, this is one of the questions that a lot of people were asking me. What does that mean? Is it a specific wheel because there was a dial-in right behind it? No, you get to win the wheel of your choice. As long as we have it available, it is yours to have a set of.
Yeah, there is no substitutions. There is no changes or whatever it is. And you do have to obviously pick a set of wheels that we have. But aside from that, you guys will be eligible.
It's your choice.
Now, when the one that we're drawing for right now is the one that you signed up for because you came to Hyperfest and you visited
the
our
booth. Yep.
And you took a picture of the QR code. Yep. And signed up.
Yep.
Okay. So now, Luis, we've pulled... Now, and this is what I mean by when we do some of these giveaways. Some people that don't take the time to walk by and enter, we had, what, 110?
110, yeah.
So 110 or 112
entries. Some people didn't fill out the information properly, just so...
Right, like if you don't know
your name...
We dropped
out to 102.
So, and here's the thing, folks. I don't want to put this out there, but if you don't know your name, and you're not really sure of, like... I don't know.
Some of you guys filled it out with like an L and then didn't write any, you know, and I was like, okay, well, all
right. Right. Like if you didn't want to put your name in, you didn't have a chance.
Tough nuggies.
You know? Yeah, right. So I think what Luis did was he generated a random list.
So this is what, right here, look. So I have the numbers. We're actually going to do it live right here.
Cool.
Where it's going to generate the number and then I'm going to.
So just before we even get into this. So basically what's happening here is you have a list. Just to be clear, I want to be transparent.
We can't do a Zoom on this.
Let me see if I can.
There's all 102 entries right there. Oh, all right.
So
wait, Max, don't do it yet. Max is already generating.
Well, no, he'll wait. We'll go. All right. So on this list, I'm sorry, it was 102 people
that filled out the information properly.
Yeah. Now, 102 people. I want you, where can you find a wheel giveaway? We chronically like to do the wheel giveaways where we don't get 10,000 entries.
Yeah.
Because we that's why we say get subscribed to our YouTube channel. We're rewarding the people that kind of support us. So
that's right.
So this is another good example of this. So we have 102 active names here. They're numbered 1 to 102. Just to be transparent here. They're there. Now, on the count of whatever, Max is going to generate a random number. We're going to go down to this person and read you off. Now, you have, we're going to give them 24.
No, I already put on the thing. The reason why is because 24 hours sometimes. So I put 48 hours on Friday, 3 p.m. If you don't answer by then you forfeit your.
And you move on to the next
one. And we move on to the next person. Now, and
may I suggest that we pick two people.
Oh.
No, not to win the wheels. Okay. Relax. Hold on. Don't get me excited.
Oh.
One is going to be the winner.
Okay.
The next one will be the runner-up.
The runner-up. Okay.
If the winner confirms, then the runner-up, we will send you a swag pack.
There you go.
Is that cool?
The boss
because said I want to make sure that we have a backup and it's done here in front of the camera because people have been waiting. I want that. And in the worst case scenario is the runner-up will get a swag pack from us. The best way to contact us with this is you gave us some unique information. So what we want you to do is go ahead and email us from the email that you submitted with. And what you're going to do is...
Someone wrote something funny.
And then you're going to email it to sponsorship@koenigwheels.com.
That's right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Max, generate a number, please.
Oh,
100.
That was the fastest.
100.
Let's see, 100.
Aaron Zimmerman.
All right, let me see. Hold on. Let me read it.
What do you read it? I just read it.
No, I know, but it could be any random.
He's like, hold on. I know how to read better than you're reading.
So Aaron Zimmerman.
Wait, that's right?
You're right.
Luis confirms.
But
that
no, I was going to say, we have your email, aaronzzzzimmerman@gmail.com.
No. Why would you give his email address out?
Well, why not? It's not like it's a phone number.
Well, you give that out now too?
But yeah, Aaron Zimmerman, you are the winner of our wheels, of our wheel giveaway.
So you have the 3 p.m. on Friday afternoon, 3 p.m. Eastern on Friday afternoon to email us and let us
claim your wheels.
Right, and then we'll work on that. Now let's choose that runner up. Max, can you give us a generation, please? It's exciting. 27. The runner up is going to be. Now, do you trust me on this?
Yeah,
one?
I trust All you. Right. I trust you.
It's Matthew Denham. You didn't give us a zip code, Matthew. Anyhow, Matthew Denham. Yep. Yeah, you're the runner-up. So at the very worst, you're getting a prize pack.
Matthew
you're
getting Denham.
Getting a swag pack.
Runner-up. You're the runner-up.
He still doesn't trust me. He's going to read it. He's going to just make sure. Did I read that?
Matthew Denham. D-E-N-H-A-M. Denham.
Don't go give him his email out. He's like, his bank account number is and his social security number is. Anyhow, bottom line is, congrats to both you guys. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for coming by Hyperfest, checking us out, hanging out with us. And we hope that this serves as a cool thank you to you guys. We will be doing more giveaways like this. So what we are asking is, please click that subscribe button. Even tell your homies about us. Check out some of the content that we have there on the other page. Leave some comments. But make sure that you're subscribed, because you will hear about other giveaways that we're doing. And we're kind of trying to announce them through YouTube. And the reason is because right now, Zuckerberg, he's up there messing with some controls. And the organic reach, obviously, is suffering on some of the Instagram and Facebook stuff. And we just don't feel that it's fair to put something up and everybody's like, oh, I never saw it. So we're telling you the deal here. You have control over your destiny. Click the subscribe button, and the destiny is the notification bell.
All right. That's right.
All right. So anyhow, so is there any questions? If you have any questions about anything we did here, go ahead and throw that in the comments, and I will look in the comments right now to see if there's anything that's here. Denham like the jeans. No, not denim like the jeans.
Denham. That's Denham. Why I wrote it.
I heard Matthew got way too excited. I don't know. Anyhow. Let's see. Hyperfest wheel giveaways. It'll be a month before we hear about that. Listen, man. Listen. I want you to understand something. We did what we said we were going to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We told you there was going to be a giveaway in our booth that was separate from the Hyperfest giveaway. We came on here the week right after Hyperfest to give away a set of wheels. So I hope that you at least know where we're at.
I spoke to the Hyperfest team, and they told me that they'd be releasing that information by the end of the week. So if you entered that one, stay tuned to our Instagram, their Instagram, our social media accounts. We'll be announcing as soon as we know. And yeah, another set of Koenig winners.
Adventure says, did Scott say that the bead knurl will be available on all wheels? No. Let me be clear. It will be available on the Heliogram. So all of the sizes and fitments on the Heliogram will adorn the knurl beading. And so that's it.
Yeah.
VTech Academy coming through.
Oh.
They said those look hard. Throwing some fire.
What's all up right there, VTech Academy?
Titanium Metallic. Listen, Ryan, I agree with you. When I tell you how good that Titanium Metallic looks in person, it's crazy. Like, I'm super pumped to get a set for my car just because of the color.
Me too.
Yeah, I'm pretty stoked about that. Plus, I have a Z, so like, being able to run that rear profile, I don't know if I'm baller enough to pull the 18x12 off, but that 18x10.5 or 18x11 is still going to be
good. It's going to look
great. Now, one thing I didn't mention about the Heliogram that I should, which is that I said to you about 18x11. So look, we've done some really cool BMW sizes.
Yeah, yeah.
18x10 and 18x11, 19x10, 19x11, and they're available. And what happens here is some of that stuff is going to be special orders. So there will be two unique dealers, especially like in Europe, getting it through Wyborg Engineering, racingwheels.eu.
Yep.
That's clearly one of those things. So you may see them as special order on our website. The next thing that we should mention that we totally didn't mention is we have new fitments available for some of our car
wheels. That's right. So the Hypergram.
The Hypergram has 19-inch
fitments,
sizes now. So you get a 19.5, 19.5, 19 10.5 and 1911.
Yep, yep.
So that is available.
Yep.
The Hypergram, sorry. You can go over to our website. The information is also there. The Hexaform is available in a gloss white. It's available in a white. It's super dope. You'll see a couple of FD drivers running them this season.
That's right.
A couple of FD drivers are waiting for them this season. Sorry, human. And we're going to get those to you as soon as they show up.
You know, it's funny. This is what Nick said to me. Nick was like, hey, and Human hit him up. He was like, can I borrow your wheel so I could take some pictures with
them?
I feel
bad. That's our fault, by the way. If you follow Human Rahimi, pro spec driver, Human was like all in on these things. His sets didn't show up in time. And he had his new livery ready to go. And he had to release his new livery without the white wheels. So yeah. I feel a little bummed for him. And I feel that's a little right. bummed for ourselves. But so that's the deal. Let's go through some of these questions here. I'm going to have to upgrade my Hypergram to the titanium. Titanium metallic is tough, man.
I agree.
Scott Hollingsworth coming through. I dig it. Yeah, man, I appreciate it. 18 by 12 is a wide boy. So I'm tired of hearing people say, you make anything wider? Like, listen, what else? I mean, 18 by 12, like, what else you got left? Like, whew. Anyhow, I need to know. That's pretty funny. I need to know at Koenig who will trade a wheel deal for a gun deal. Whoa. I think that's awesome. But in the wake of everything going on right now, I'm going to just move on for a moment. but I feel you. It's pretty dope. Let's see. We love my Neoform. Appreciate that. Let's see. He's on an FRS. The B-Phase is so good. Yeah. So the concavity on both of these wheels is sufficient. It is stout. Yeah. Let's see. I think we got most of these other questions.
Yeah.
And
Brian, of course, the honor was ours because, you know, I was signing for the company. So I'm glad that you even asked us. That's an honor. And I wish you the best on the track.
I love it. Anyhow, that's pretty much it. I want to remind you that we put up a piece of content every Friday. I think we have a car walk around that's going up this Friday. So stay tuned for that. I believe it's Nick Steniford, his S2K.
What?
His 2000 this Friday.
Oh, that's right. That's right. This Friday.
So that's going on.
Zoned
out. We have other things coming up as far as wheel giveaways. So make sure you subscribe, click that notification bell. And also, don't forget, we do Instagram Live Q&A every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern on Instagram and Facebook. But we also... we do the, you know, live questioning here after we finish our podcast every 3 p.m. Eastern on our YouTube channel, Koenig Wheels USA. We're also on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and you're going to hold that for the whole time, huh? what was the other one we're on? All right. Okay.
We're on Spotify. Stop. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're on Google Play. We're on Stitcher. We're on YouTube, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram.
All right, but that's not podcast. All right, and we're also on iHeartMedia. So
and soon I have a speaker. We're gonna start rapping at your local show.
We're not going to be rapping.
I'm gonna rap.
If Luis starts rapping, I'm gonna fire him. but maybe check our social media. Maybe we'll put up the clip. Luis is a b-boy. He dances and he breaks and he took the opportunity at Hyperfest to get down.
I did. I got it was fun. Well, if you were there, they had this thing called Club Hyperfest.
Right.
And then the whole time, Nick Steniford and Savannah Little and Max and
Little Tom Jim, and Timmy,
they were all like, "When are you gonna start breaking?" Whatever. So I decided, you know what? Let me just go in there, and everybody started flipping after. Like legitimately started doing backflips after I did some stuff. So it was weird. Remember that, Max? Remember that? Everybody just started. Okay,
Max is generating back to the some generators. More numbers. Max is like, "I'm gonna generate a few more." No, I think he was probably trying to go back there to do the.
No, he probably has a video. He's trying to put it up. All right, let's
end it. Anyhow, thanks all for hanging. Oh, here we go! No! Yes!
Look at me walking.
I've been inside this. Oh, he's walking.
look, if you haven't been to Hyperfest, make sure to check
it out. Oh, he's sideways, but he's going. He's going. Oh, there he is. Oh! He's trying. Max is trying his effort.
He's trying.
Look.
Oh, no. And then my glasses flew all over the place. And they stopped. Look, my wallet. Look, it.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was 42 seconds of dancing and 3 minutes of picking all the crap out of his pockets that fell a little on the ground. Anyhow, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We'll be back here next Wednesday. Don't forget to check out the piece of content on Friday. And take care of yourself. Do something cool and car-related this weekend, and then tell us about it next Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern when we go live to answer your questions. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, guys.
Take care of each other. Peace out.